This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It occurred to us the other day that we only really cover oil when it's at its highs or at its lows or moving rapidly either way, and we decided that just wasn't right, that what we needed to do was take a whole program and turn it over to the crude economy, to the idea that oil and its price are built into just about everything that happens in this economy. So today, the show in three parts with a detour for Cuba News about halfway through. Part one, the gallon and the barrel and you. Part two, crude's economic ripple effect. Part three, the future. We are going to start in a city that was built on oil, still is, in a way, a city that if you didn't already know it, you would never imagine still pumps 27 million barrels of oil a year out of the ground. You can't ask for a better metaphor for the way that crude oil is all around us, and you can't even tell. And the crazy part of this whole thing is that I didn't even have to leave Los Angeles to cover the story.
I'm Char Miller, director of the Environmental Analysis Program at Pomona College and the W.M. Keck Professor of Environmental Analysis. We are at the site of the first oil well drilled in Los Angeles in 1892.
Okay, but wait, it's the Echo Park swimming pool.
And we're swimming pool.
I don't know, a half mile from downtown?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Immediately after it was struck here, this whole hillside was punctured with oil wells, and the rush was on.
What was that rush like?
Well, I think for the city of Los Angeles, it was the thing that made it. We think of movies, we think of music, we think of gorgeous weather, fabulous beaches. None of that is as important as oil. Oil really made L.A.
Okay, then what happened? Because now when you think of L.A.,
yeah,
it's all Hollywood and gorgeous beaches and great weather.
Right, and all of those things were true then, and they're still true. I think the oil industry has really faded in Los Angeles in terms of its presence. You look down old photographs of Huntington and Seal Beach, you look down Santa Monica beaches until the 50s, and they were littered with oil derricks. It was the symbol of the city, and that's all disappeared.
What happened?
It's still going on. I mean, you look at, we've got 3,000 pumps still working, pumping out hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil every year. We just don't see it, and we've created a landscape that makes oil invisible.
Intentionally?
Intentionally. We have an incredible oil pipeline system under Los Angeles, arguably the best, most dense network of oil pipes anywhere, and that's so we don't see it.
It kind of strikes me that L.A. is the perfect metaphor for this idea we have in this show, or that we're going to have as it rolls out, that oil is in every aspect of our lives. I mean, it's here in L.A. all over the place. We just don't see it.
Right. We don't see it, but we also don't see it on the clothes we wear. We don't see it in the food that we eat. We don't see it in the air that we breathe, though in L.A. often you do.
Yeah.
It's so integral to all parts of our life. The culture of the United States is driven by oil. The built landscape is created because of petroleum. And so Los Angeles, at once in its sprawl and its density, is a perfect reflection of the petroeconomy.
One of the key prices in that petro economy today was $54 and change. That was crude at the close in New York this afternoon, down more than 3% from yesterday.